Tuesday, May 11th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. There are reportedly some fuel shortages occurring up the East Coast. The pipeline that brings the oil from Texas to the Northeast United States dates back to World War II, when German U-boats were sinking too many oil tankers attempting to bring the oil through the Gulf from Texas north. This was a national security issue, and they built the pipelines in record time. By a strange twist of fate, the weekend cyber attack on a critical U.S. fuel pipeline coincides with talks between the Biden administration and congressional leaders regarding infrastructure spending. The Associated Press did an excellent job explaining why what happened to Colonial Pipeline is only a piece of the growing menace for hacking for profit, becoming an even bigger threat than cyber warfare by foreign governments, and that sometimes there's actually collaboration between hacking for profit and state-sponsored cyber attacks for tactical or strategic reasons. The reason we're going into such detail relates to something we've mentioned several times since the bull market in grains began as potential wild cards that could short-circuit our bullishness. One was geopolitical events that could disrupt global trade via sanctions. The AP feature noted that a cyber attack on critical U.S. pipeline is sending a ripple effect across the economy, highlighting cybersecurity vulnerabilities in the nation's aging energy infrastructure. The Colonial Pipeline, which delivers about 45% of the fuel used along the eastern seaboard, shut down Friday after a ransomware attack attributed to a gang of criminal hackers that calls themselves the Dark Side. Depending on how long the shutdown lasts, the incident could impact millions of consumers. Colonial Pipeline, the owner, halted all pipeline production over the weekend as a precautionary shutdown, not one triggered by foreign software. U.S. officials confirmed that the software malware used in the attack didn't spread to the critical systems that control the pipeline's operation before it was discovered. The mere fact that it could have done so alarmed outside security experts. The U.S. ethanol industry provides over 10% of the nation's motor fuel. We have noted that it is a security issue how the petroleum industry is vulnerable to hurricanes and weather incidents located near the Gulf. Now we see also another instance where this pipeline is at risk, where again, the ethanol industry provides a much more secure product. Most ethanol is shipped by either truck or by rail, therefore not threatened by pipeline activity. Ethanol will reach the pump even if gasoline does not. Ethanol first replaced foreign oil, and now is by far the most secure motor fuel in terms of infrastructure risk. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the grains, what is being called a drought in South America is actually just a normal end to their wet season. It all started with a wet soybean harvest that delayed the planting of the second crop, Safrina corn. They like to get that corn crop planted early because they know that there's a definitive end to the wet season, and corn needs to be finished before the rain stopped there. Too much of their corn was planted late, and with a normal end to the wet season, they are now experiencing some significant yield loss potential. When the wet season ends there, it doesn't come back. It stays dry for many months. Last year, our corn crop ended up running on fumes, and the same is going to be true in Brazil with some significant harvest losses. Corn continued to make new all-time highs in Chinese dalian market, so all the imports that they have been procuring has failed to diminish that market as yet. More and more emphasis is going to be put on crop conditions here. We have virtually no subsoil moisture reserves where we live, so we will depend entirely on what falls from the sky. Crop moisture requirements remain low for a few weeks. We're still experiencing below normal rainfall, where even normal rainfall would not be enough at this point. Longer term, this pattern is going to have to change, or we're looking at some ominous cropping situation for summer. They say that rain makes grain, but that's only the case for new crop. Rain will not make any more old crop grain, so the existing stocks have to be extended until next harvest. Farmers have very little in the bin, and the basis level suggests that end users are now scrambling to get existing physical supply. This has been a bull market in both price and basis. New highs from futures markets are being added to by improved basis in cash markets. If USDA tells the truth, then the reports Wednesday should be friendly. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.